Philadelphia Freedom here. He's promised us a karaoke song, so he's going to do a little Elton John, right, Congressman?
You don't want to knock out your listeners first thing in the morning.
Stay here to listen to Elton John by Chris Van Hollen. That's coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Hillary Clinton is now officially the Democratic nominee, becoming the first woman nominated for president by a major party, and she reveled in that during a brief video appearance at the Democratic National Convention last night.
The crowd started cheering as Clinton appeared on screen after the sound of glass breaking.
What an incredible honor that you have given me. And I can't believe we just put the biggest crack in that glass ceiling yet.
Clinton says she may become the first woman president, but another girl who stayed up late to watch this convention may be next. President Obama and Joe Biden are scheduled to speak tonight, along with the mother of a victim of the Sandy Hook shooting and survivors of last year's shooting in Charleston. Alan Skaya, Philadelphia.
The nominee's husband, former President Bill Clinton, spoke on his wife's behalf.
She's a natural leader, she's a good organizer, and she's the best darn change maker I ever met in my entire life.
The former president also offered a spirited defense of his wife's tenure as Secretary of State and told the crowd that Hillary's experience has prepared her for the presidency.
Hillary is uniquely qualified to seize the opportunities and reduce the risk we face.
And he wrapped up with this appeal.
I hope you'll do it. I hope you'll elect her.
I'm Kevin Delaney at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.
Also speaking at the convention last night, Virginia Governor and close Hillary Clinton ally Terry McAuliffe.
Hillary Clinton is a nominee who is ready to stand up to the hatred and the fear-mongering and send Donald Trump back to his bankrupt casinos where he belongs.
Tonight, President Obama is scheduled to speak at the convention. The Kremlin continues to deny allegations that Russia hacked into Democratic Party emails, but U.S. intelligence officials now believe otherwise.
U.S. officials are telling CNN that there is growing evidence that this hacking into the DNC emails was conducted on behalf of hackers working for Russian intelligence. Why does the U.S. say this? Because they were tracking some hacking into other U.S. government websites. The cyber signatures of those hacking events led them to the DNC emails.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. The fifth Baltimore police officer charged in Freddie Gray's death goes on trial today. Officer Garrett Miller faces charges of assault, misconduct in office, and reckless endangerment. Loudoun County is home to 3,500 Verizon employees, whose fate is now unclear following the company's acquisition this week of Yahoo.
The man in charge of economic development in Loudoun County, Buddy Reiser, says he's been in touch with Verizon, Yahoo, and AOL.
I don't see this having a major impact on the county, but what I do think is that it makes AOL even more valuable.
While Reiser says tech jobs are booming in Loudoun, Dr. Terry Clower at George Mason Center for Regional Analysis sees it a bit differently.
Peak employment in the D.C. region occurred in the early 2000s.
He says jobs have been lost to Silicon Valley and just better efficiencies in the industry.
Verizon has a large presence in Loudoun County. The bottom of it is their federal operations, which is not necessarily relevant to this.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Federal Reserve is expected to make its monthly economic pronouncement later today, and most analysts think when it comes to an interest rate decision, the key words once again will be wait and see. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,474, the NASDAQ at 5110. Sports, the Indians put together a three-run ninth inning to beat the Nationals. The Rockies stopped the Orioles' winning streak. NBA, the Wizards re-signed Bradley Beal to a five-year contract. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From seasonal storms to full-scale weather events.
Heat advisory in effect for dangerous heat indices today with severe storms possible.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stater.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. Burnouts. hairpin turns, potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated, one day, you'll wish you had. When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
TMS NeuroHealth is now Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers. Visit HopeTMS.com.
805 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. Adding to the usual hotspot delays, we'll start in Silver Spring, southbound Georgia Avenue. Car hit a pole right by Reedy Drive, southbound at Georgia Avenue. We'll let you know when that lane is reopened. Southbound Rockville Pike, an accident of its own by Congressional Lane. To Ford Washington, southbound Indian Head Highway. The right lane is blocked with emergency road work near Farmington Road. Another fender bender popping up Prince William Parkway by Clover Hill Road and at the intersection of Prince William Parkway and Lucasville Road as well. The right lane is blocked over there. In Woodbridge, we have an incident at Old Bridge Road, Prince William Parkway. The right lane blocked. Police are on scene. Eastbound Arlington Boulevard in Fairfax, right after Barkley Drive, an accident. Your right lane is blocked. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The next big change is coming for the end of the week as a front approaches. A little ripple of low pressure on that front could bring some heavy rainfall in here by Friday. Just hit and miss today on the stuff. Isolated shower, thunder shower 94. Tonight, warm 77. Scattered storms early. Tomorrow, stray storm 91. Scattered storms with heavy rain possible on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Stafford, 79 in Silver Spring, 81 degrees in Washington. The U.S. tells Beijing we will continue freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 8:07 on WMAL. We're watching Cubs to Talk coming up in about 5-6 minutes from now. We're going to be talking to D.C. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans. Listen, Metro says they want to cut back their hours on the weekends, on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and it's very controversial. We'll get his sense of that coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Brian Wilson, live from Philadelphia, alongside Larry O'Connor.
And Brian, there are a whole lot of Democrats around here, considering it's the Democratic National Convention.
That's what you would expect.
You would think so. A pretty prominent Democrat for our listening audience in the greater Washington area is Representative Chris Van Hollen, of course, representative from Montgomery County and also part of Prince George's County, right?
Well, it used to be part of Prince George's County, now parts of Frederick and Carroll County.
Right.
But hopefully in November, you know, the whole state.
Statewide.
But I'm working hard.
Obviously, he is a Democratic nominee for Senate in the state of Maryland. Great to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you this morning.
Let me ask you, I want to talk to you about some of the issues. A lot of times when we have you on, we talk about things that are very specific to Montgomery County or to the area. Let's talk about some of the larger issues because you want to be a U.S. Senator.
Sure.
Do you believe the Second Amendment, do you agree with Tim Kaine, the vice presidential nominee, that the Second Amendment is a personal right to bear arms? Or do you agree with Hillary Clinton, the nominee for president, that it is actually a right for a militia and it is not a personal right? Where
right.
do you stand
well, number,
on that?
Number one, I respect the Second Amendment and I respect the Supreme Court's decision on that.
The
and
Heller decision?
And I think, though, that is the common sense gun safety measures that I've supported and many other people support are entirely consistent with respect for the Second Amendment. So, for example, the Second Amendment certainly allows us to make sure that we have universal criminal background checks, so bad people and dangerous people don't get their hands on guns. The Second Amendment is perfectly consistent with making sure that if you're on the no-fly list, that you can't go down the street and buy a semi-automatic assault weapon or other gun. So, and the courts, as you know, have found that these common sense measures are consistent with the Second Amendment.
I know, and that's a policy answer. I'm trying to get a little bit more to what your personal beliefs are, what you think of this. So by saying you respect the Heller decision, that tells me, I just want to reaffirm, you believe that the Second Amendment is a personal right to bear arms, not just one reserved to a militia.
Yeah, I think that the Heller decision is the settled law and something we respect.
I want to turn to the convention and how it's been going here. I mean, the start, you got to admit, was pretty rocky. It was pretty rough the first day, and the Sanders people, I'm not sure, are completely mollified even yet. Do you think that they will get on board with the Hillary Clinton campaign now that Bernie Sanders has asked them to do so, and even actually took the unusual step of actually asking for the nomination last night?
That's right, and the answer is yes, I do. I mean, will every single one? No, but the overwhelming majority of Bernie Sanders.
But about half of the people walked out last night.
Yeah, my sense from talking to people, and let's look at the Maryland delegation, the Virginia delegation.
Right.
Overwhelmingly, the people who were supporters of Bernie Sanders recognize, as Bernie Sanders said, that if you care about the issues that he talked about and the movement that he has launched, you need to support Hillary Clinton. That Donald Trump is the opposite, will drag us backwards. So I'm just giving you my best sense here in the hall, especially after last night when Bernie Sanders asked for unanimous support for Hillary Clinton.
These emails, they were very damaging, and they showed that there was, some people would say, collusion between the Hillary campaign and the DNC to the detriment of the Bernie Sanders people. Others have quickly said, well, this was all hacked by the Russians. What do you think is the truth about these emails, and how do you have a DNC that is not, it can be neutral going forward when it needs to be?
Well, look, I mean, if you look at those emails, there are a lot of inappropriate emails. There's some outrageous emails. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz was right to step aside, and of course our own Baltimore mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake gaveled us in. The DNC then gave a full-throated apology. So I think that that is behind us. I mean, I do think, though, hacking raises lots of questions, not just for the Democratic Party, but for our political system. If, in fact, and, I don't know the facts yet, but if, in fact, the allegations are true, that the Russians or somebody else was responsible for the hacking and trying to interfere with our elections, that is a big deal. Not just for Democrats, but for the country.
Real fast to follow up on that, because then I have another question. You said that it was right for Debbie Wasserman Schultz to step down as chairwoman. So was it right for Hillary Clinton to immediately hire her?
Look, what Debbie Wasserman Schultz is doing is she's going to go out there and support Hillary Clinton.
She's going to prominent position as one of the honorary chair of
the Clinton
campaign.
But just like Bernie Sanders is. I mean, Bernie Sanders is also going to go out. I mean, he was the person who, has most at stake with respect to email. I should also point out that Bernie Sanders, throughout his campaign, did what he should do. I mean, he was running against the sort of Democratic establishment, and that was part of the attraction, part of the energy of his campaign. So we have to distinguish between, what happened in emails at the DNC and the actual voting around the country. I mean, Hillary Clinton won fair and square more delegates, and I think Bernie Sanders understands that totally. He embraces it, and I think that's true of his supporters as well.
A lot of buzz here last night about the history being made. The first woman candidate from a major party officially nominated, Hillary Clinton. She's, you guys all think she's going to be the next president. First woman president. That's a big deal. You're replacing a woman who made history. Barbara Mikulski is a historic figure in the U.S. Senate. And, of course, you've already defeated Donna Edwards in the primary. Mm-hmm. She wanted to replace Barbara Mikulski as a woman in that seat. You're now running against Kathy Chalega, a woman, the Republican nominee. Isn't it the most respectful thing you can do for Ms. Chalega in the course of this campaign to grant her many debates so that her voice can be heard? You can, on an equal footing, debate her one-on-one. That's a very respectful thing to do. Will you commit to a series of debates today?
Oh, we've already said we're in discussions with my opponent's campaign, with Ms. Chalega's campaign, to set up a debate schedule. But you had a long wind up to that question. I mean, Hillary Clinton, as so many have said, is not just a woman candidate. She is one of the most qualified people ever to run for president. The reason I'm supporting Hillary Clinton and support her early was because I think she'll be the best commander-in-chief and the best president. Barbara Mikulski, an incredibly talented person who also was the first democratically elected senator in her own right. These are people who bring to the table incredible energy and ideas and have been great for the country and great for Maryland. And I believe Maryland voters, as they did in the Democratic primary, are going to look for candidates who reflect their values and priorities and also want to get things done. I was really pleased in the primary to win the women's vote by 15%.
Mm-hmm.
So these, you know, at the end of the day, all of us, all voters, regardless of their gender or their color or their creed, I think want candidates who are going to not just talk about their priorities, but work hard to get them enacted.
I just have one last question here as our time runs down, and that is, it is widely accepted fact in this town that the Clinton Global Initiative is under investigation. I read a report this morning that, in fact, there's been a referral to the IRS over the activities of the Clinton Global Initiative. What is Plan B if the candidate gets in trouble?
Look, I mean, there are lots of allegations that get thrown around. Let me just say, the Clinton Global Initiative has done incredible work around the globe. They have saved millions of lives. They've invested lots of money to prevent people from dying from all sorts of diseases, whether it's AIDS, their malaria initiative. They have done good work around the world. And it is, you know, we're in the political season. A lot of Republicans who actually participated in meetings and conferences with the Global Initiative in order to do good work around the world, you know, before the campaign started, they were singing its virtues. So it is sad to see in this political season people, you know, doing the kind of things they're doing. But I would just, you know, say to everybody, take a deep breath. Let's focus on the issues that are at stake in this campaign.
Representative Van Hollen, it's always good to have you.
We've
got
a
little over 3 months now, and I know you want to earn every single vote in Maryland. So we look forward to having you back often. I'm looking at your team now. We're going to have Congressman Van Hollen back often.
All nodding in agreement.
Absolutely. So long as I don't have to sing, we'll be back. And I will say, I spent a lot of time just in the last couple of weeks in Western Maryland, Eastern Shore. We're fighting for every vote.
And all when right. it comes to singing, you're no Martin O'Malley. Let's agree on that.
That's for sure.
It is Congressman, thank you.
8:16. So let's go straight to Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll start southbound on Rockville Pike at Congressional Lane with an accident. Fire Department and police on scene. Plus in Silver Spring, Georgia Avenue with a fender bender. The right lane blocked at Reedy Drive. Car went right at a pole. Now going to Fort Washington, southbound Indian Head Highway. We have the right lane blocked. Emergency road work this morning between Old Fort Road and Farmington Road in Manassas. We start off with an accident on Prince William Parkway at Clover Hill Road, another Prince William Parkway accident at Lucasville Road, and a third, unfortunately, bonus accident where it crosses Dumfries Road. Plus, in Fairfax, eastbound Arlington Boulevard, we have an incident with the right lane block after Barkley Drive. All other incidents in my last report have now cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got mostly cloudy skies, stray shower, a thunderstorm possible today, high 94 degrees. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, then cloudy after midnight, low 77. And tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy skies, stray shower, thunderstorm possible. Tomorrow's high is 91. Right now, 82 degrees in the nation's capital, 818 on WMAL.
And joining us on the line right now here on WMAL is D.C. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans, member of the council as well. Listen, there's a big story breaking that apparently Metro giving serious thought to the idea of trimming its weekend hours. The idea is that they would close up at midnight on Friday night and on Saturday night instead of 3 a.m. And then on Sunday, they would close at 10 p.m. That's being considered right now. Jack Evans, thank you for joining us. Should this be considered in a town that would expect the kind of metro service you would find in any world-class city? Is this a good idea to trim the hours on the weekend?
Well, I'll reach go back to what the... And first of all, thanks for having me on again today.
Anytime.
I'm at the Democratic Convention up in Philadelphia as well, and we're having a great convention up here. Always keep in mind what's happening at Metro. And as you know, I've been board chairman now for about 5 months, and came back to a board and a system that was really in chaos. The major fundamental flaw that Metro has, again, is we have this two-track system. We only have two tracks, and we have to work on the tracks during the week and on the weekends continuously. And in order to do that, you have to stop the trains at some point in time. Up to this point in time, when I came back and we hired Paul Wiedefeld, we were working on the tracks. Would keep the trains open till 3 in the morning on the weekends and then close at midnight. They gave us 19 hours a week to work on the tracks, which was clearly not enough and which has caused the system to fall into total disrepair. So what we need, and I'm using this term of art, is track time. You have to get track time. And so even when we get done with SafeTrack, the question is we need the ability to get into the system and work on the track. And so whether or not we go back to 3 o'clock in the morning on the weekends, whether we close at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night instead of midnight, these are issues that need to be debated and to come up with a solution. So no decision has been made. Paul Wiesenthal is proposing this as an idea. We'll have hearings on it. We'll debate the issue. But at the end of the day, people have to understand that there has to be the ability of us to get to the tracks to work on.
And I just want to be clear, and I understand that, I do, and it's nearly impossible to be able to really do the maintenance needed, but given the current schedule. But is General Manager Wiedefeld's proposal meant to allow for that maintenance to bring the system back up to where it needs to be so we don't have the horrible failures that we've had over the last several years? Or is this meant to be a forever idea, that the only way we can maintain this system on a regular basis is to do this kind of maintenance with the shorter operation hours?
I believe his proposal is the latter. It's to do it on a permanent basis.
Wow.
And so that he can get the track time that he believes he needs. But let me stress this. This is a proposal. It's not
right.
Something that's about to be implemented. It's something we can debate and talk about. And maybe there are better alternatives than that. Listen, I represent, as you know, Ward 2 in the council. I represent the area, the region that needs the system open at night.
I bet you're getting phone calls from a lot of restaurant owners.
Pardon me?
I said, I bet you're getting a lot of calls from restaurant owners after this.
I have gotten literally, since this proposal was made yesterday, over 1,000 emails against the idea. But again, a lot of the emails say we should be running 24 hours a day, things of that nature. And again, the misinformation that is out there because of that, because we cannot run 24 hours a day because we need the track time for the maintenance.
So, I've got to challenge you on that, though, if I could, because, I mean, other cities have found a way to do this. Why is it that Washington...
Not if they have a two-track system.
So it's the fundamental flaw of the initial design that causes you problem. Is that right?
Exactly. New York and some of the other other cities have three and four tracks, so they can close down tracks and continue to run the system. We cannot do that. We have a two-track system, so which is the reason we were closing down at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, but the reason we got in trouble, because if you remember, up until about 10 years ago, we used to close at midnight on the weekends as well. And then we went to 3 in the morning to accommodate that late-night traffic. And listen, I would love to run this thing 24 hours a day. That would be my goal, but there's just no way you can do it. And so I'm personally, as the board member, as the chairman, looking for other ideas. If we need to get to the tracks, and we'll need to do that after SafeTrack, we'll need to do it all the time in order to maintain the system. The public's got to help us here. How do we do this? Do we close at other times? You know, what is the mechanism we do that allows us to maintain the system?
All right. D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans and also, of course, Chair of the Metro Board. I appreciate you joining us. Once again, when is the hearing with General Manager Wiedefeld?
Well, it hasn't been scheduled yet. It's just a proposal that the General Manager has made. So in the fall, we will have hearings on that before any action is taken. And thank you, Chris, again, for stressing this is not something that's about to happen.
Imminent, right,
something
okay.
Something that's being implemented, considered.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, as always. It is 8:23 on WMAL.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda, Annapolis, and Columbia Tuesday and Wednesday, August 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It is 8:25 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here is Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Adding to the usual Wednesday morning delays, we have an accident southbound Rockville Pike at Congressional Lane. Police and fire department are on scene. Over to Fort Washington with another emergency roadwork project, southbound Indian Head Highway near Farmington Road. In Manassas, we start off with three accidents. Prince William Highway at Clover Hill Road, another one Prince William Parkway at Lucasville Road, and a third one where it crosses Dumfries Road. Keep an eye on all three of these for you, of course. In Fairfax, eastbound Arlington Boulevard, we have an incident blocking the right lane after Barkley Drive. All other incidents in my last report now cleared away. Traffic brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com, get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of overcast, warm and humid to start off the day, and just a slight chance we see a couple of showers, thunder showers around today. Most of the day, dry and hot, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 83 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:26.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective, instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Do you know what a REIA is? It's a real estate investor association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitch man. Come network with local real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. Come join the largest real estate investor network in the metro area. We meet on Wednesday, August 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Bethesda Marriott on Brooks Hill Road, and Thursday, August 4th at 6 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott on Leesburg Pike. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-493-1206. This month's topic, the state of the Northern Virginia and D.C. Metro Real Estate Market Address. Call 800-493-1206. Write it down. That's 800-493-1206. Call now. Brought to you by the Northern Virginia and D.C. Real Estate Networking Club.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Coming up on WMAL, we've got highlights of all the events last night on stage here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
We watched, so you don't have to.
Bill Clinton had a lot to say. We'll play all of it. Well, at least some of it. Okay, we're just going to play the weird parts. Plus, Black Lives Matter has their moment on stage, and not a whole lot about police officers. All that coming up after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. After that bruising months-long primary campaign, Hillary Clinton is finally the official presidential nominee of the Democratic Party.
Not only was this floor full of emotion, but it was all kinds of emotion, right? I mean, you had those votes that won Hillary Clinton the nomination. You had the passion of Bernie Sanders supporters. And then you had former President Bill Clinton delivering his own historic speech. And this wasn't the Bill Clinton we usually see talking about the issues. This was him telling a story about his wife for his wife, her public service. And he ran through virtually her entire life, starting with the moment they met.
Correspondent Michelle Kosinski, also at the podium last night in Philadelphia, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe.
Now, folks, I've known Hillary and her husband, Bill, for more than half of my life. I love this woman. I still remember her playing mermaid in the pool with our youngest daughter, Sally, for hours on family vacations.
And tonight, President Obama is scheduled to speak at the Democratic Convention. Now, were Russian hackers responsible for the leaked emails from the Democratic National Committee? Many think so. President Obama says,
I think the FBI is still investigating what happened. I know that experts have attributed this to the Russians. What we do know is that the Russians hack our systems, not just government systems, but private systems.
And when asked whether Russia could have leaked the emails to help Donald Trump, the president replied, anything's possible. Two of Virginia's top Republican lawmakers are asking Attorney General Loretta Lynch not to keep pursuing a criminal corruption case against former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. House Speaker William Howell and Senate Majority Leader Thomas Norman say another prosecution would be expensive for taxpayers and would, quote, unnecessarily disrupt the state. And the National Park Service now says the Washington Monument will reopen Friday after elevator repairs are completed. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,474, the Nasdaq at 5110. Sports, the Nats bullpen blows a two-run lead as the Indians rally for a walk-off win. The Rockies beat the Orioles. NBA, the Wizards re-signed Bradley Beal to a new five-year deal. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy. He's in energy-saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy-saving mode. Just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
This is a special announcement for men with ED. A local medical clinic is offering free doses of a breakthrough ED medication to the first 75 men who call now. This offer is to spread awareness about a treatment that's 98% effective, even for men who can't take prescription ED medications. You'll receive a personalized, custom blend of the latest FDA-approved medications formulated to treat sexual performance problems caused by diabetes, cardiovascular problems, low testosterone, or depression. Your appointment will be at a private and professional medical office with a doctor representing a physician physician network that has helped over 50,000 men regain their performance in just one office visit. If you thought your ED symptoms were untreatable, don't miss this opportunity to get a free dose of a highly effective rapid-acting medication. This offer is limited to the next 75 men who call.
You must act now to reserve your free dose of this breakthrough treatment. That's 800-941-0500. 800-941-0500. 800-941-0500. Brought to you by Boston Medical Group.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Joe Nichols, Jeff Foxworthy, Trace Adkins, Three Dog Night, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First and fives. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Southbound of the VW Parkway. Approaching Route 50, we have an accident. The center lane is blocked just before the split. Another fender bender at Oxon Hill Road by Livingston Road to Fort Washington with emergency road work in the right lane. Southbound Indian Head Highway between Old Fort Road and Farmington Road. Southbound 295 slowing down Benning Road to East Capitol Street. And southbound 295 road surfacing, two lanes are blocked throughout the morning and early afternoon between Malcolm X Boulevard and South Capitol Street. Inbound New York Avenue slows, heading for the 3rd Street Tunnel. Southbound GW Parkway, currently down to single-digit speeds between Spout Run Parkway and the Key Bridge. Three accidents on the Prince William Parkway, one by Clover Hill Road, number two at Lucasville Road, and the third one at Dumfries Road. Now from GarageRoarRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing with the heat and humidity, and we'll continue to see the chance for showers, thunder showers. They will be isolated today and tomorrow. 94 this afternoon. Tomorrow we'll get up to about 91 degrees. The overnight lows will still stay warm in the upper 70s to near 80. And then by Friday, some change coming with cold front coming in, low pressure on that front. Some heavy rainfall with a few thunderstorms. Highs low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 82 in Burke, 77 in La Plata, 83 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Morning on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
I can do so much for you. I want you having you near me.
In the spring of 1971, I met a girl.
Oh, this is great.
The first time I saw her, we were, appropriately enough, in a class on political and civil rights. She had thick blonde hair, big glasses, wore no makeup. And she exuded this sense of strength and self-possession that I found magnetic.
Bill Clinton last night talking about his main squeeze, Hillary Clinton. This is how you introduce the next president of the United States. I met a girl. Let me tell you about this woman I cheated on. I respect this woman more than any other person in the world. That, in fact, while I was cheating on her, all I could think of was how much I respect her, yeah, and how great she is, and what a great president she was. I was thinking that right when I was making out with Monica Lewinsky. What do you do when you're Bill Clinton? And that's really the overriding message. There was more from Bill Clinton, and it got a little more awkward. Got listening weird. To this.
After the class, I followed her out, intending to introduce myself. I got close enough to touch her back, but I couldn't do it. Somehow I knew this would not be just another tap on the shoulder. that I might be starting something I couldn't stop.
There you go. Yeah. Bill Clinton detailing inappropriate touching even back then.
Yeah, I mean, if you did that on a college campus today, you touched a woman on the back?
Yeah.
Well, that would be enough. That's a microaggression, my friend. You would have been thrown out of school.
You would need a safe space. Rolling Stone would write an article about you. You would be part of the problem. I don't know how this is helping. And by the way, I'm not the only one who was creepily disturbed by Bill Clinton. Here is none other than Rachel Maddow last night with her reaction.
I think the beginning of the speech was a controversial way to start, honestly. Talking, you know, a girl leading with this long story about him being attracted to an unnamed girl and thinking about whether he was starting something he couldn't finish. Building her whole political story for the whole first half of the speech around her marriage to him. I think, you know, lest there were worries that this was going to be too feminist a convention, that was not a feminist way to start. But the end of the speech was really good.
Yeah.
I got to say, the top of the speech I found shocking and weird.
Shocking and weird and not feminist and demeaning, frankly, and minimalizing of a woman's achievements. That's Rachel Maddow, a feminist herself, saying that. But like all good feminists, because Bill Clinton protects women's right, and I'm using quote marks there, right to kill an unborn child, well, all is forgiven. You know, Bill Clinton can do and say whatever he wants because he's right on abortion. Before I move, do you have anything else on Bill Clinton before I move on?
Just that I kept watching this speech last night and I kept thinking, oh my God, if I had a nickel for every time I've heard these stories. I mean, this is doddering old Grandpa Bill, and then the next thing that happened, and you just imagine that the delegates are sort of like, you know, the grandchildren of an old grandfather after they've heard the stories 100 times, rolling their eyes like, yes, Grandpa, yes, Grandpa. And it was a self-indulgent speech, which characterizes just about everything that Bill Clinton does.
I want to give a hat tip to Guy Benson, who summarized the speech last night. This is his headline. Folksy impeached president endorses scandal-plagued disliked wife.
Yeah.
But listen, he's got magic.
Just one other thing.
Yeah.
They skipped over the part where she throws vases and cusses at people.
That did not make its way into the speech. Well, maybe they're relying on us to fill in those blanks.
Well, they could count on us to do that.
But believe it or not, that wasn't the most disturbing or, for that matter, enraging thing that happened on stage last night. Listen to this. There was a moment that can only be described as, well, sort of a Black Lives Matter rally. And by the way, there were plenty of Black Lives Matter shirts all over this arena. Here is Geneva Reed Veal, the mother of Sandra Bland, someone who died in police custody after a traffic stop. She was on the stage. Here's what she had to say.
I am here with Hillary Clinton tonight.
The death of my child is a political issue.
And a mother who will say our children's names. She knows that when a young black life is cut short, it's a personal loss. It's a national loss.
Yeah, but does she know that it's a national loss and a personal loss when Sean Smith, Pat Smith's son, is killed in Benghazi and she does nothing even though she could have done something to stop it? I digress.
Does she know that it's also a tragedy when police officers lose their lives when they're out there defending our community?
Not from what you saw on the stage last night, because Black Lives Matter was represented very well, and the obvious underlying message was there's a problem with racist police in this country. None other than David Axelrod, former campaign manager of Barack Obama, took note of this on CNN, and he criticized the decision. Here he is.
I think this was a missed opportunity. We should point out there were mothers on that stage. There was the mother of Hadia Pendleton, who was a young girl, 15 years old, splendid kid who lost her life just a few miles from the president's home in Chicago, shot by a gang member.
Right.
So it wasn't just police shootings up there. But the families of police officers grieve for their losses as well, and it would have been a healing moment to get everyone on the same stage to say we have to stop the violence. Stop the violence.
It would have. The idea that David Axelrod just floated there to honor the family members of fallen and murdered police officers as a healing moment. That idea was mercilessly attacked on Twitter by supporters of the Black Lives Matter. They don't want a healing moment.
No, and that's shameful. It really is.
If I could have a politically incorrect moment.
Oh, please do.
Those mothers, the seven mothers, I want to read their names and the names of their children who died. And I want you to look for a pattern here. Gwen Carr, mother of Eric Gardner. Sabrina Fulton, mother of Trayvon Martin. Maria Hamilton, mother of Dontre Hamilton. Lucia McBath, mother of Jordan Davis. Leslie McSpadden, mother of Michael Brown. Cleopatra Pendleton Cowley, mother of Hedia Pendleton. And Geneva Reed Veal, mother of Sandra Bland. Do you see the pattern I'm going for here?
I did notice a pattern with one exception. The last names don't match up.
That is correct. The mother's last name is different than the child's last name, except for one, which tells you there is a pattern here, a pattern that's impossible to miss, that these children are coming from some sort of broken home, and that their actual fathers, the men who brought them into this world, were not responsible and weren't around for their upbringing. Could that possibly have something to do with the tragic loss of their lives and not racist police officers? I think it could, actually, but that's too complicated to talk about, I guess, and it's a lot easier to just say our police officers and our system is racist. And so that was the message we heard from the Democrats last night.
It's now 8:45 on WMAL.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have an accident southbound at the VW Parkway heading for Route 50, basically just before the split. The center lane's currently blocked. Another fender bender, Oxon Hill Road and Livingston Road. Over to Fort Washington, where southbound Indian Head Highway has the right lane blocked with emergency road work heading for Farmington Road. Southbound 295 delays on a Wednesday, Benning Road to East Capitol Street. Southbound 295, road surfacing for a couple of hours today between Malcolm X Avenue and South Capitol Street. Inbound Rock Creek Parkway down to single-digit speeds heading for Park Road Northwest. And two accidents on Prince William Parkway, one at Lucasville Road, and the other is actually now cleared away. All my other incidents have last report are out of your way as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We take it down a little, but still mild for the morning hours. A lot of clouds around today and a passing shower. Could be one this morning and maybe a thunderstorm mixed in this afternoon. A high of 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 84 degrees at 8:46.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
This is really your victory. This is really your night. And if there are any little girls out there who stayed up late to watch, let me just say, I may become the first woman president, but one of you is next.
That was Hillary Clinton's video message last night on the big screen there. But by the way, she's not using her gender in this race, Brian Wilson.
Not at all.
She doesn't know. She's not running as a woman. She's just overlook the fact that, but all you little girls out there, you daughters of potential voters, I'm here for you.
I read an article where Nancy Pelosi is sort of advising the Clinton folks to back off of that narrative that, you know, that's not the thing that we want to run forward with.
Yeah.
And she as the first female speaker, says, you know, you got to be able to go out there and deal in a man's world and not make it about gender.
Dude, they got two things. They got, I'm a woman and I'm not Donald Trump. That's all we're seeing at this convention
so far.
Coming up tonight, we will see. I don't think Tim Kaine, who wants to be vice president, he can't say, I'm a woman. But we will see if he wax poetic about his belief that the Second Amendment is a personal right. That is contrary, of course, to what...
Every time you say his name, I have this feeling that I have to yawn.
Listen to this. This is an exciting lineup tonight. Tim Kaine, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, right here in Philadelphia. And, of course, we'll cover it for you tomorrow morning. 8:48.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
I am thrilled, thrilled, I tell you, to talk about Renters Warehouse. They are the professional landlords of Rentestate. It is such a great concept for a business. And by the way, they are going gangbusters here in the Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. area. Why? Because there's such a high demand for rentals in our region. Our region is so transient. You got college kids coming in and out. You got people coming in and out working for the government. And you know, we got a big election coming up. That means there's going to be a whole lot of turnover. You know what that means? That means your home, your property is a gold mine. It's a cash register. It's going to ring every month, and it gives you great cash flow. Someone else is going to pay your mortgage when you rent out your property. You still get the tax savings, appreciation, and equity that comes along with owning property. But here's the thing. There are some hassles that come along with Rentestate. That's why you need Renters Warehouse on your side. What are they going to do for you? Listen to this. They're going to find quality tenants for top dollar. On average, just 17 days they'll find that tenant. They're going to handle all the paperwork. You don't want to do that. They're going to handle your rent collection. You don't want to do that. They're even going to take those 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets. You definitely don't want to deal with that. All that stuff they're going to do for you for a flat fee of $80 a month. Holy Moses. Just get the information. Make a wise decision about your property. Get a free rent price analysis. It's free. Call Renters Warehouse 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rentestate.
Do you have faith in our government to protect your savings and retirement? Can a cashless society strip you of all your financial privacy overnight? And what devastating economic changes might occur in Obama's final months, huh? You thought about what he's going to do? With world financial events spinning out of control, a great withdrawal is underway, which could wipe out your hard-earned savings and prohibit access to your own money. There's a free book, The Great Withdrawal, and in it you will discover a simple way to protect your hard-earned money from out-of-control government. Call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646 to get your free copy. Time is running out. Withdraw from the system now and take control of your own financial future. I want you to call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Get and read The Great Withdrawal today. Free, free, free by calling 1-800-289-2646 or visit greatwithdrawal.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Chances are there aren't enough vegetables in your diet. But even if there are, you might be missing out on some of the nutrients. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Science has shown that the healthiest way to eat your veggies is not raw. Cooking actually breaks down the tough outer layers and cellular structure of many vegetables, making it easier for your body to absorb the nutrients. As a general rule, it's best to keep cooking time, temperature, and the amount of liquids to a minimum. That's why steaming is one of the best ways to cook most vegetables. Boiling them causes water-soluble vitamins to leach into the water, says registered dietitian Elaine McGee. And you're probably not going to drink that water along with your veggies. Microwaving, it turns out, is also okay. If you're looking for a little bit more flavor, sauté, don't fry, with some extra virgin olive oil. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. Okay, so now, how does a great car dealership like Ted Britt Automotive give you confidence? Well, I'm talking about the confidence you're going to have with the vehicle you purchase. You're going to have confidence that it's not going to be a giant nightmare of a hassle with maintenance problems and costs and headaches. No, here's the deal. Ted Britt has a program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Brick comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on every new and pre-owned vehicle with less than 100,000 miles. So there you got confidence in the vehicle, and you get confidence in Ted Brick Automotive taking care of the vehicle for life. Also, you can be confident in the deals they're going to give you. I'm talking about Ted Britt's summer sales event. You're going to find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. Ted Britt also has two Harley locations. Harley Davidson's. Yeah, get your hog at Ted Britt. Visit one of Ted Britt's great 9 locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
When you're single, you get a lot of great dating advice. And by great, I mean terrible.
You should totally ask out that woman at work.
Sure, what could go wrong? Oh yeah, pretty much everything.
Dude, get a motorcycle. Chicks dig bikes.
Unless it turns out you don't know how to drive one, then you can have your first date in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Of course you can date her sister.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You know, just because they're your good friends doesn't mean they have good advice. But there is one piece of advice you can count on. Check out It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. And the reason we're so successful is because we're so successful. We get to know our clients, and we use that knowledge to make great hand-picked matches. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Accident southbound at the BW Parkway just before the split by Route 50. Center lane currently blocked. We have an accident at Oxon Hill Road at Livingston Road, plus southbound Indian Head Highway with emergency road work in the right lane between Old Fort Road and Farmington Road. Delays this morning inbound, or I should say on the inner loop of the Beltway between I-66 and the American Legion Bridge. Slowing down southbound 295, Benning Road to East Capitol Street. The southbound side of 295 is packed. Malcolm X Avenue towards South Capitol Street. Two lanes are blocked with road surfacing. Inbound Rock Creek Parkway, you have delays heading for Park Road Northwest. And in Manassas, Prince William Parkway with an accident in the right lane at Lucasville Road. All other incidents in the last report have cleared. Traffic brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com, get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate the MyCleanPC software. It may be something to clean out that junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of overcast, warm and humid to start off the day, and just a slight chance we see a couple of showers, thunder showers around today. Most of the day, dry and hot, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 84 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:57.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99. Let me say that again. $8.99. Wow, that's big. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
You get used to it, but you really shouldn't.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Let me turn this off. Junk is like ambient noise.
You don't realize how much it was bothering you until it's gone.
Now let's get rid of some visual noise.
All you have to do is point.
That, and that.
And all of that.
Wow, it's a new world.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready for some visual peace and quiet,
visit 1-800-GUTJUNK.com.
Coming up tomorrow.
Well, we'll get you all of the lowdown of the convention as it envelops tonight with the president speaking, with Tim Kaine speaking. It'll be a fun time.
Walk out during Tim Kaine's speech, do you think?